The opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Sovereign Minds! Yes, it's Sunday once again. January 26, 2020. 2020. Yeah, is that crazy or what? Wow. My name is Mark Kent, and I'm here in the studio with my sister Linda, who does all the heavy lifting.
Good morning.
Good morning. And our trusted producer, soundboard operator, and all around great guest.
Operator?
Shush up. Sue.
Good morning.
Yes. There's so much going on that she's...
Never mind.
She was preoccupied. Good morning,
Sorry,
Sue.
Good morning.
No problem at all. Listen, we got a lot to cover today. I do want to play a little short thing here from... Because today is the anniversary of Lavoie Finicum's murder up in Malheur. And so we want to, you know, pay a little bit of homage to that. He was a true American hero. He was a true American hero and a patriot that we the people will remember forever. And so he would have been, he died on January 26th, 4 years ago today, which is interesting. I mean, can you believe it's been 4 years?
I know. That's hard to believe.
It's very hard to believe. It seems like time is flying by. So fast, it's ridiculous. There's so many things that are happening, but we needed to, you know, acknowledge the fact that this American hero basically, you know, has become a martyr to a big degree for the cause of liberty. And you know, so I want to acknowledge him, and I want to play a little ditty here on the from his kids that you know, this, and this kind of goes to, you know, we're going to have our first guest here, Dr. Danuka, and but this kind of goes to what we're talking about overall, you know, what this fight is about, where we're going with that, and I need to probably cue this up here.
Okay,
are we ready? Okay, so this is from this is called Freedom's Cry. And it's from Lavoie's daughters. Let's see if we can get it to play here.
Are you going to agree? Our freedoms are waning and we'll lose our liberty. Slipping one by one until there's nothing left to see. Are you willing to stand with me? Are you just going to let it be? The ranchers are first, but brother, next it may be me. We all stand together or we'll hang separately. Are you going to the tree? Are you willing to be free? It won't get any easier to regain lost liberty. Strange things are happening in this land that once was free. So, brother, I ask you, are you going to stand by me?
You know, I think Ronald Reagan said it best when he said that, you know, we're only one generation away from tyranny. And we've seen that, you know, up close and personal the last 20, 30 years about how it takes over, how it starts to infect the country, how it special interests, you know, start to co-opt our government for things other than what the people need and want and desire. How they, you know, take our liberty, our rights, our freedoms away little by little, incrementally, so that we don't notice it, you know, the boiling of the frog slowly, so to speak. And so, you know, I just needed to kind of get that out this morning because I think we need to honor this man and we have to remember him and not forget because, you know, 4 years ago was a whole different playing field than it is now. I'm starting to have hope. I'm starting to see this thing turning around. I'm starting to see, you know, the election of Donald Trump, this whole impeachment hoax is going away. I think indictments are coming down the pipe.
I think more people are standing up and getting involved and understanding what is happening.
Absolutely. And, you know, that kind of brings me to our first guest because, you know, Dr. Danuka is a champion for liberty, I believe. And I think he's got his story to tell of his own. And, you know, so maybe you can give us a little background. I call you Doc, I guess.
Most of us do. You know. It's a lot easier.
I love that. Thank you.
Absolutely. And we've been friends for a while, too. And I've, you know, so I know your background and I know your story to a degree, but maybe you can tell our listeners out there, you know, why you're running for office at this point and why you need to do this. And it gives me the hope because people that have common sense, that understand the issues, that are worried about the Constitution and our freedom and understand a little bit about what liberty is and when you don't have it, are running for office now. And so with that said, I mean, I don't want to, go too overboard here, but I don't think I am. I think I'm telling the truth when I say that that's why you're getting involved in this.
Thank you, Mark, and thank you, Linda, for having me here. I truly appreciate the opportunity. So let's let me introduce myself to your audience first. My name is Payush Danuka, but people call me Paul. Some people call me Doc, and they call me Paul since I was baptized in Christ several years ago.
I didn't know that until you came out and put it on your campaign sign.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't generally talk about that. It's kind of
a personal relationship. Absolutely.
You know, I'm deeply inspired by Christ, and I try to walk in his footsteps. I was born in India. And 24 years ago, I came to America with $100 in my pocket and a dream that my daughter would have a better life and will live in a better place. So the background was that growing up in India, I saw the people who did not have the power were constantly oppressed and were at the receiving end of the tyranny, whether they were women, whether they were children, whether they were elderly people, whether they were disabled people, whether they were outcasts, whether they were discriminated against, and their rights were constantly trampled upon.
Now, there's a caste system that's very prevalent, is my understanding, in India, and you can't really break out of it.
Yes.
So there's, you know, the top tier, you know, the middle class, and then the lower right. caste right. system. And there's very few in the top and a lot in the lower part. And once you're there, it seems to me that that's it. You're done.
Exactly. You're done. So I saw all those things, and I wanted my children to have better life, and only place I could think of to bring those children was America. And boy, it has been a journey. I walked entire length of New York in a blizzard because I wanted to save $1.50 just so that I could, on a subway.
Now you're the right man for the job here.
because I didn't have the money. I wanted to,
right.
In order for me to buy a slice of pizza, I had to save the $1.50 on a subway ticket. So
right.
I would rather walk in a blizzard entire length of New York so that I could do that. And 14 years I have lived in this area, Shasta County, along with my wife. I am a physician. My wife is an oncologist. And boy, it has been such a remarkable journey. It's been extremely successful for us. We have created several healthcare centers, cancer center, urgent care centers, digestive disease centers. I served as chief of physicians, staff at Shasta Regional Hospital, and then subsequently at now at Mercy Medical Center, sort of the governing board of Shasta Regional, at the museums. We have tried to help the community by giving back, whether to our churches, to schools, to museums. Recently with the planetarium, we raised $60,000 to $70,000 to bring a new projector, because we feel that it's we should do that. However, all this wildest success, beyond my wildest imagination, is actually a story of America and this community, which has been so generous and so giving to us. And we strongly feel that it's our time to give back now. That's why we decided to do our civic duty. And as a republic, Ben Franklin said that he gave us the government of Republican government only if we could keep it. So it's our duty to give back to the community. And right now I'm concerned with the way things are, that whether there are partisan divisions, theatrics, whether it's gradual erosion of our liberty, whether it's our Second Amendment right, which is so essential to protect our other rights, all of those are being eroded. And it's my time to give back.
And with that, we need to go to a break. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
This is For LaVoy. I could see angels' faces when they hear your sweet voice. So go rest high on the mountain, son, you are.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need on-time, first-rate medical attention. Shasta Regional Medical Center, located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading, has the fastest possible transit and admission of emergency patients. We at Shasta Medical Center are dedicated to all patients who need care, regardless of their ability to pay. Shasta Regional Medical Center, delivering patient-centered health care with compassion, dignity, and respect for every patient and their family.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill. Featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Get your car squeaky clean at Quick and Clean Car Wash in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash on the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros is open 7 days a week. Fast and convenient, you don't even have to get out of your vehicle. And they even towel dry your vehicle. They accept cash or card with no extra charge. Quick and Clean Car Wash, located at 1210 Market Street, downtown Reading. 530-243-4211.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill. Featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
I'm Carlene Niver, and I have some exciting news about my restaurant, Deja Vu, voted best breakfast. We are now serving beer and wine to complement your experience with us. Try one of our many flavors of mimosas, or try one of our new delicious creations, like Morning Sunshine, our version of a screwdriver. For our coffee lovers, we are known for our cozy atmosphere with a mixture of traditional and specialty drinks. I invite you to start your day with us, whether you are craving breakfast or lunch. Located in the historic Lorenz Hotel in the heart of downtown Reading, on California Street, open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. We look forward to seeing you soon.
We are updating our equipment here at KCNR. If you hear a little static or perhaps some silence, we appreciate your patience as we address those issues.
Younger.
Yeah, okay. We're getting old. But you never know. We may find that gold.
Yeah. I'm very optimistic these days. I really am. I'm very optimistic. I think we're in the middle of the biggest adventure in the history of the world. And I think that's the way you look at this thing, and you start to see the opportunities, you start to see the good things, and you quit focusing on the bad things. Oh, there's enough of those to see, and I'm not saying ignore them, but...
But it's nice to see people like the Doc and Patrick and people starting to get involved that we didn't think was going to.
This experiment...
A few years ago, who would have thought?
This experiment that we like to refer to as self-government... is exactly that. We have to participate in our own governing for this to work.
And we have to take the risks. We have to take the risk that something can happen against us. And that's fine. That's the risk we are willing to take. Because liberty is not just freedom. It's a moral concept. It's a freedom with morality.
Yes.
And we have to hold on to that. And for that, if we have to assume certain risks, and we are willing to do that. And that's why I have the hope and the faith.
Well, and you have to have that moral compass, that foundation for this thing to work as well. And we're seeing why without it, what happens. I mean, look at the Democratic Party right now in this week on the impeachment. Not to go off on another subject, but they tell so many... I'm not going to say lies, but they do not adhere to the truth.
No reality.
they don't follow the truth. And that's what happens when the truth no longer matters, when money takes precedence or special interest takes precedence or your own advancement takes precedence over right and wrong.
You know, it's unfortunate what we are going through in our national politics, the divisions, the theatrics. It's just unfortunate. It's very poisonous. What I am trying to do here is work at our level, local level.
Right.
Because everything starts from the grassroots.
Well, and I think that's the cleansing process that is starting to happen, and that's why I'm optimistic. This is a spring cleaning that is way overdue on taking care of our government at the local, state, federal, all the levels, but starting at the local. And speaking of that, you know, we've got a debate this afternoon that you're going to be a party to. And are you going to be the only one there?
Is it a debate?
Exactly. I wish there was a debate. It's a candidate forum. I have challenged both other candidates for assembly for a debate, but I haven't heard back. This is a candidate forum in which I'm going to be there. I'm hoping other two candidates would be there. However, from what I have seen, I have been trying to go to every small town, every area in the district, all the way from Fort Jones, Etna, Wairega, down to Loyalton, Susanville, and down to Colfax, Nevada City, Truckee. However, I have not seen other candidates in the field as much. And in fact, our Republican assemblyman has been absent, has been missing.
Why do you think that is? Well, assemblywoman?
Assemblywoman. I stand corrected. Our state assembly person has been missing from the picture completely. I'm yet to see them anywhere. Only person I think I see everywhere is their district representative, Bruce Ross, who keeps giving this printed letter to everyone every meeting. But I have yet to see our assembly person anywhere. And tell me, someone else has cited them? Has someone spotted them anywhere? Except maybe for one or two functions with Newsom. Governor Newsom, she was there with them.
So why? I mean, there has to be a reason behind that. Does she think that she can't be beat? Does she think she's locked in because she's the Republican? I mean, what do you think her rationale is? Because for me, this is arrogant. This is arrogant. This is not, you know.
Well, it's like she doesn't care what the people think or what the people want.
Special
or
interest.
Anything, yeah.
I mean, I'm only surmising. Guessing on, you know, what I'm seeing as far as evidence, but what are your thoughts?
I think they're too busy building relationship with the special interests in Sacramento and out of the district area, whether they are PG&E, whether they are Juul Lab, whether they are opiate make pharmaceutical companies. They are too busy building relationship with them, and they don't care about the relationship building with us. That's the reason. They don't care about it anymore because they are getting all the support from other people.
Well, that's what happened in this last special election, is that she all of a sudden bagged $1 million or so from special interest, and that turned the tide with her sending out the flyers and all of the campaign information. Because I know my mailbox got bombarded there the last couple of weeks. I had 3, 4, 5, I don't even know how many campaign brochures from her, and I guess maybe that's... you know, she thinks she's got a lock on it, I guess.
Well, I'm sure it helps to be a spouse of a previous assemblyman and a senator.
Senator.
It's become almost like an inheritance, and that certainly helps. However, I can tell you, Mark, everywhere I've gone, people are unhappy, people are upset, people are just can't take it anymore.
Well, I mean, that's...
They are tired of the establishment within their party. It doesn't matter, Democrat or Republican. They all are tired of their own establishment.
Well, because I think they've all been pretending to be something that they're not.
Exactly.
And, you know, so they present a picture to their constituents when they have to. You know, whether they're being called on the carpet in a television interview or they have to show up to an event, you know, they present, you know, up in our area, they present this picture that they're completely conservative. But behind the scenes, it's a completely different story. I mean, we know.
Well, I think the people are waking up, too, and realizing just because those people are in the position that they are and they have the power that they are going to do the will of the people.
Well,
and the people are seeing, hey, that doesn't make it. It's not doing us any good. They're not representing us.
I guess up here, if you have an R in front of your name, you're automatically conservative?
Well, that will change now because people realize they're Republican in name only, too.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the real deal. I mean, we've been talking about it for years and years now that, you know, these special interests. This, I mean, I don't want to, you know, say any names or anything, you know, but our Senator Dolly has gotten a lot of money from special interests that aren't necessarily conservative. I mean, whether it's the unions is the big picture,
I
think.
The big one, yeah.
And I personally think that the unions are going to sink the ship here if we don't get them under control.
I am against all kind of special interest. I have not taken any money from any special interest of any kind. And I'm the only candidate. In fact, the Democrat candidates have also taken the money from special interests. And so have the Republican candidates. And that's why I decided to forego both the political parties. I would have found it easier to run with a political party, with their political machine and their support and special interest. However, I want to do it right. I want to do it right, and that's why I decided to run as a no-party affiliate, foregoing all the establishment support. And we will work hard at a grassroots level. I'm getting tremendous support. We will change this. People are tired.
So this is, we're going back again to vote for the person, not the party, that we have preached about for years and years. Right. You know, that you got to look at the person.
And the principles.
And the principles, yes.
What does stand for.
Yeah, and with that, I guess we're going to a break. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
By the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Our title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium. Go to readingcivic.com where you can sign up and become a friend of the Civic for just $100. You can pre-purchase tickets before the general public, get two free drinks at the River Rock Cafe, and have ticket exchange privileges. If you're looking to be informed about some of the best concerts and events in the North State, go to readingcivic.com.
Working from home as a freelancer, remote worker, or entrepreneur? Drop-In is a professional co-working shared office space designed to meet the needs of today's mobile worker. Drop-In has multiple workstations, conference rooms, video call booths, and lightning-fast, secure fiber Wi-Fi. Do you need space to work for just an hour or full-time? Hourly, daily, and monthly rates are available, and walk-ins are always welcome. Visit dropin.mobi for more information, or drop in and take a tour at 155 Lake Boulevard East next to Starbucks. Isn't it time you found your space?
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
I'm a steamroller, baby, bound to roll all over you.
reject your soul with some sweet rock and roll and shoot you full of rhythm and blues. I'm a napalm bomb, guaranteed to blow your mind. I'm a napalm bomb. If I can't have your love now, baby, won't be nothing left behind.
Yeah, a little Elvis there.
You could take that song many ways.
I like that. That was kind of appropriate. Yeah, yeah. I'm just saying.
Okay. Before we get to our callers, can you tell us what the time at the library today that this so-called debate or not debate is going to happen?
2 o'clock.
The appearance.
Well, I'll be there 2 o'clock at the library today, and I'm hoping our assembly person will show up.
That would be nice. And the other assembly, the Democrat, is Elizabeth Betancourt. Is that who you're running against?
Mm-hmm.
So we've got you, Elizabeth Betancourt, and Megan Dolly.
Mm-hmm.
And... wow. Well, that's let's get our caller.
All right. First, we have Nick. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning. Hey, Doc, one thing about it. When you get elected, we won't have to worry about you getting in office and being smarter than us because you already are, buddy.
Well, you know, smartness.
Speak for yourself, Nick.
Hey, Nick, smartness is overrated.
Hey, listen, the reason I called is I'm dissatisfied with some of the forums that we have had on the supervisors. The one, for instance, last week and the one tomorrow. The questions are already scripted, and Janet does a great job and has good questions, but we don't have any interactions to ask our questions. So I asked Linda if I could challenge a couple of the supervisors, mainly Modi and Steve, to come on the show here, and we could ask them the questions that are important to us. And I am going to go to the supervisors' meeting Tuesday and propose that, and I'd like some support. If people can come and clap after I do, that'd be great.
Tuesday, what time?
9 a.m.
9 o'clock at the supervisors, and I'll be talking at the public speaker platform. It'll be like 15 minutes after 9 when I speak, and then we can go on home.
Now, you know, it kind of wrangles me the time that they schedule those meetings because a lot of us have to work.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, some of us at least.
Most of us do.
I'm taking time off of my day. But, you know, Linda told me that they could have an hour from 10 to 11 for the rest of the month. And at the first, I think it's March 1st, the 2 hours, both 2 hours is open. And I'm going to challenge each supervisor to come in and talk to us. We don't have a forum to where our elected officials can talk to us face-to-face and we can ask them questions. And that's a forum maybe we should build on and maybe have one of them come in once a month, maybe the last.
If we can get them, too.
Yeah, if you can get them.
I've reached out there before, and I hope you can get them, Nick.
Well, I'm going to go right to their face. I'm going to be there in a meeting pointing my finger. We want to talk to you. You come to this forum. And, Doc, you're doing a great job. I'm going to try and make the library. Have a great day.
All right, thanks for calling in,
Nick. Can I just say one thing here? Yesterday, I was in a meeting of car fire survivors who lost their house, and it was heartbreaking to listen to some of their stories when they are telling me that they had to clean up and they don't have the money for that, and then subsequently they were hoping to get some help because their insurance wouldn't cover all their costs. They lost their home, they can't find a place, and it was heartbreaking to listen to them, and they were saying that so much money has been donated on their behalf, but they don't have the transparency and accountability. And if you go there, I think these people are really hurting. They would like to talk to their supervisors, their council men and women in the city. Maybe you could put them in touch, and also these car fire survivors should come and tell us more about their stories. They need a platform too.
Yeah, maybe I got a couple of people we know that maybe we can get them in here and talk to them about some of the problems that they've had getting permits, getting...
Still having problems.
Yes.
Still having... I would love for you to give them a voice, please.
That's a good idea. And I know one in particular, she's being gouged tremendously for rent. She has a place right now, but the rent that they're charging is...
Wow.
Yeah. And so with that, we'll go to Dick, our next caller. Good morning, Dick.
Good morning. I'd like to talk to Dr. Kanuka. You know, my wife Frances and I are both past patients of years, and we both survived, believe it or not.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm happy to know that.
Earlier when you were talking, you were talking about the caste system in India, and it triggered a thought of mine when I was going to college. I was taking mechanical engineering at the San Jose State, and I had a good friend I met there named John Chaudhry. He was born in India, and his idea was to go back to India and manufacture stuff for people. There's a lot of things poor people can't afford, and he wanted to make reasonably priced stuff to help the poor people there. Anyway, we both graduated in June of 1960 with a B.S. in mechanical engineering. And my wife and I bought a brand new house in July, 4-bedroom house for $15,900, brand new tract house. And I invited him over for dinner a couple times. He came over, but he was going to go back to school at San Jose and get his master's degree. As soon as school started in September, he would not come over anymore. He said, "No, I'm an engineer now. He's just a college student, and it would be not good for my career if people found out that I was associated with a student." And he would not come over anymore. And he was a great guy. We liked him, and I never heard from him again. That's my first exposure to the caste system in India.
But that's really horrible, and I'm so sorry to hear that. In fact, I have talked about this a couple of years ago. Actually, Mark gave me an opportunity to talk about my journey to Christ, and I talked about why and how I was inspired by Christ, because the whole message of Christ is unconditional love, non-judgmental love for everyone. And everyone is children of the same God. So we have to treat each other with love and respect. And that's the most important thing for me.
It's the golden rule.
It's the golden rule.
Absolutely, no question.
And that's the Jesus teachings are what is enshrined in our Declaration of Independence.
Our founding documents.
You know, all men are created equal with certain inalienable rights. And that's further codified in Constitution, which protects the Bill of Rights of each and every individual. And those are rights which come, natural rights which come from God, as given to us in the life and teachings of Jesus Christ, and then further enshrined in Declaration and Constitution. So it's extremely important for us to be protective of that, and we are beneficiary of that. My story is not my story, it's the story of America. I'm just a small actor in it who benefited from it. It's my duty to preserve it and to bring it to next generation, to every place in the world, and I hope to carry that message of Jesus everywhere in the world.
You know, I got to expand on that a little bit as far as individual rights. You know, we've had a lot of confusion that about individual rights in this country due to propaganda, media, the lying of the political elite. Because what the premise is that the collective is more important than the individual. And what happens is when you get rid of the individual's rights, you get rid of the collective rights.
Absolutely.
At the same time, and they don't seem to understand
exactly.
That. I have a clip that, if we have time, I'll play later from Project Veritas, where the guy who's on Bernie's campaign as a staffer is saying that the liberals are the first ones they're going to put against the wall if they get control. Because if you get control of individual rights, you get control of everybody's rights, and anybody who speaks out against your philosophy, your thinking of a centralized government that controls everyone and everything, they're the first ones that actually go to the gulags or get shot.
Exactly. It does not individual. Tyranny does not stop at one person.
I have one more question for Dr. Kanuka.
Sure, I'm sorry.
If an individual wanted to donate to your campaign, how do you do that?
Thank you. Awesome, man, Dick. Thank you. Just go to my website, Dhanuka 2020, Dhanuka 2020, as in number 2020.com.
And I posted that in the chat room without the .com. It's got everything but the ., because if I put the .  in the after the 2020, it won't let me post it. So all you got to do is copy and paste that, put the .  in, and you're there.
Thank you very much,
okay.
Dick. Because, you know,
good luck, Dr. Kanuka.
Thank you. Right. Thank you.
Thanks for calling in, Dick. All right. So I know that you want to cover a few things. We're going to have to go to a break here.
Sure.
So we can start covering some of the issues. Okay. I know we have you for a short period of time, so go for it, Doc. Yeah,
just quickly. I'm going to be focused on uniting the people, because most of us have the same needs and desires and challenges, which is food on the table, shelter for everyone. Homelessness has become a big issue on the watch of current legislation as well as current government in California. So homelessness is a big issue. We need to solve this. I want to focus on improving the supply of housing by reducing the regulations and the red tape and the zoning and the building requirements and all the light calculations and this and that. I also want to improve the mental health and substance dependence facility treatment facilities, so that some of the people who are homeless, especially our veterans who may have some PTSD, they can have some residential treatment facilities. The third component of that homelessness solution is going to be bringing some of the budget back, surplus back from California. Right now, California this year has a $21 billion, B as in boy, billion-dollar budget surplus. Shasta County share alone would be $100 million. Now, I know they don't want to give it back to us, but we need to fight for some of it at least, which no one is raising, neither the Republican establishment, nor our legislators, nor our assemblyman, senator, nor the Democrat majority in the state. Do we trust them with that share, or should we allocate those share locally here?
The money should have never left the county.
I agree, but now if it is there, then why doesn't it come back to us? At least some of it. Let's fight for it.
Well, and I don't know if you've been following Governor, I like to refer to him as Gruesome Newsom, not to throw any stones or anything, but, you know, he's so disingenuous. He's out fighting for homeless shelters now.
And do you know who was with her, with him? Our assemblywoman.
Megan Dahl.
Yes, in Grass Valley, but they are not there with the people. But they're spending time with Newsom getting photo ops.
And it's just interesting.
Wow.
Because that the money never...
Check it out.
either, you know, I mean, right now we could eliminate a ton of homelessness by you know, quit handing out free needles and drug supplements.
You mean helping them?
You know, and getting them off there and actually getting them off the street and into some place that, you know, I mean...
As a Christian, I believe that every person deserves a home, and I want to work towards that. I want to provide them. But that has to happen. That can only happen when California's excessive regulation restrictions are removed so that people can build cheaper.
Well,
the economy can take over.
Prosperity is what we need.
Exactly. Rising tide lifts all the boats.
All the boats. And that's really what this is about, is prosperity.
But that can only happen when you let the people work on a land free of the regulations.
Right.
And those who live here, those who work here, they should have the say in decision making, not someone who doesn't live in Sacramento or San Francisco or LA or DC.
Well, you know, I always say it's like food. I want everybody to have food. But if you don't work or do something or create an economy that produces, guess what? It's not going to be a right, because there's going to be none there.
I believe let's not fight over a piece of pie. Let's make the pie bigger.
Exactly. Let's make a bunch more pies. That's my philosophy as well.
So. With that, I think we need to go to a break, and then when we get back, I know you want to go over a few more things, and I have a couple questions people are asking at that time. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Back in the swamp where strange green reptiles crawl. Snakes hang thick from the cypress trees like sausage on a smokehouse wall. Where the swamp is alive with a thousand eyes, and all of them watching you. Stay off the track of Hattie Shack in the back of the Black Bayou. Way up the road from Hattie Shack lies a sleepy little Okeechobee town. Talk a swamp witch, you had it, lock you in when the sun go down. Rumors of what she done, rumors of what she do. Kept folks off a track of Hattie Shack in the back of the Black Bayou. One day brought the rain
What is happening in the state of Jefferson?
To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Well, if you ever go back, you do this wrong way. You better not go at night. There's things out there in the middle of the woods that make a strong man die to try. Things that crawl, things that fly, things that creep around on the ground. And you say the ghost, a vicious clay, gets half and he wants a man. But I couldn't believe it. You had to find out for myself, and I couldn't conceive it. Never would listen to nobody else, and I couldn't believe it. I just had to find out for myself. There's something in this world that I can't explain.
An old man lived in the woody swamp way back in Booger Woods. He never did do a lot of harm in the world. He just never did do no good.
We're back, Sovereign Mind.
People didn't think too much of him. They
hey, I got proof here that you know. So we're doing a little thing with female, male, woman, person, human, dishwasher. Okay.
No.
Female.
No.
It proves that men are superior.
No.
Woman.
Did you hear me? No.
Person.
No.
And human. And dishwasher. No?
No. Ain't gonna fly.
Hey, I don't know where you're going with this one, but I'll stay out of that one.
You're staying out of that argument, are you?
I just stay with simple thing. Everyone is equal.
I posted that on Facebook if anybody wants to refer to that. Anyway, we're here with Dr. Nuka, and he's running for the assembly. I always get these districts confused because
District 1.
District 1. I mean, we have so many districts and so many gerrymandered
And it changes.
You know, but I know that he's running for our district.
Yeah, all the way from Byrica, Oregon border, all the way down to Truckee.
That seem crazy to you, or is it just me?
And that's the thing, you know, we have such a beautiful land in this district. We have the largest land and the resources, water,
and the smallest population.
And our voice gets drowned. And that's what bothers me. That's why I'm running. I've gone to Klamath Falls, Klamath Dam area. They are trying to remove, the government is trying to remove the perfectly functioning great dams, which have been providing 70,000 plus household clean electricity without any CO2 emission. And removing these dams will require $450 million. Will kill the economy, agriculture and ranching there. It will also cause tremendous environmental impact which will be adverse on the population there.
So the new Green Deal is we all move back into caves with no electricity, because that's kind of what they're talking about.
And it will cause flooding. It will cause damage to everything.
That's
and
what, that's what
they,
Dan's
they want you to move to San Francisco to stack and pack. I mean, come
So what I'm seeing everywhere is that the people are suffering because they have lost control of their own life. Every decision is being made by someone outside that area.
Let's talk a little bit about PG&E and the fires.
I mean, look at PG&E. PG&E people don't live here. I mean, average worker lives here. I have nothing against them. They're good people, but talk about the CEO or the COO or CFO. What they do is they make the decision about us. We have the fires because they don't maintain their equipment. Now we have the outages, which is like third world countries here right now. Mm-hmm. And that's what I was running away from. And they don't care. People need oxygen, insulins, ventilator, nebulizers, and they can't get it. And what's happening is they're more concerned about profit for their own shareholders, for their own pockets, as well as they are donating money to both the political parties and almost all the legislators. And this is the sad part. Even our own legislators have taken that. And they have taken the money even after the camp and car fire is happening. Is that?
They're still taking money. Newsom's the one that came in and ran that show.
Right, but even our own legislators have from our district have taken the money from PG&E.
So
that is the sad part. That's what makes me mad.
So Dolly has taken money from PG&E.
You can check the records.
Well, there you have it.
And then other thing which is happening here right now is the health care. Right now, people cannot find doctors. Even with those with the good insurance in our community, it's such a huge big problem.
Right.
And the healthcare cost is outrageous. I had my own CT scan once. Everything was okay, and it cost me $2,000 at the end, whereas other place would have cost $200.
I went in with my appendix burst in April of this last year. 4 days later, I got a bill for $68,000.
Amazing.
It's crazy.
And why don't we have that transparency? We should have the health care cost transparency, at least for some clear-cut specific procedures. That will reduce the cost. And President Trump has tried doing that.
Right.
And I applaud that we need that happen so that reduce the cost and build more training facilities for healthcare workers as well as the doctors here.
Well, we're running out of time, Doc, and I hate to push you, but we do want to get your stance on the state of Jefferson here as well.
So what we have lost here is effective representation. Whether it's because of dilution of vote, which has happened over 150 years, that and I have learned a lot about this from Mark Baird, and how 1860s we had the better representation, and now we have literally no representation.
We've not updated the representation in regards to population since 1840 or whatever it is.
In fact, but people get concerned that, how will it survive financially? Or people will get concerned that if we increase the number of politicians, that will be a huge problem. I think first thing we should focus is on reducing the benefits of politicians. Maybe they should all be paid $15 an hour as a minimum wage and no benefits for lifelong. And then make the representation more effective.
Yes.
So I'm all for more effective representation.
Right.
Not making millionaires.
And other thing I would like to... Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You know, and the other thing I would like to point out is the Second Amendment, what we are losing so fast here. And I grew up without it. Second Amendment, right to self-defense, is our God-given natural right. That's what protects our other rights. And we must fight for that.
Also. Absolutely. I'll tell you what, if they really try to go after it like they've done in Virginia, and they'll have a civil war on their hands because people will not do
it. It's already starting.
People aren't going to do it.
In other states, because the sheriffs and stuff aren't taking
that
it.
That is the line in the sand. If they get your right to defend yourself, not just from criminals and so forth, but the biggest criminals are possibly in government.
I have lived in a system in which you did not have the right to self-defense. You could not own guns. The only people who owned guns were corrupt politicians, super rich people, or mafia. And they were all the same. That's how they won the elections.
Yeah.
And I will never go back to that again. I have been proud CCW permit holder, and I have been a hunter, and I have been, this is near and dear to me.
Well, we've got this open carry court case coming up, too, as well as the March 9th representation case.
They're
going to
cut us off.
But,
sorry,
hey,
we don't
great
have
having you come in.
Thank you.
How do we get a hold of you?
Danuka2020.com.
Okay.
Yeah, and we'll talk about your website after you get out of here in a little bit.
Thank you for coming in.
Good seeing you. We appreciate it. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. One sticking point in the Senate impeachment trial is whether the president prevented staff from answering subpoenas from House committees during their investigation. The president's attorney says the staff was never compelled to testify.
House impeachment manager Gerald Nadler says President Trump defied the will of Congress by preventing staff from testifying before House committees.
To defy all subpoenas is to say, I am the dictator, Congress has no right to information, and Congress cannot act.
Presidential counsel Pat Philbin says that argument holds no water, as Chairman Adam Schiff had no power to compel witness testimony.
There was no standing authority giving Manager Schiff's committee the authority to use the power of impeachment to issue compulsory process.
President Trump's defense team resumes their arguments Monday afternoon. Bernie Bennett, Capitol Hill.
The Commission on Presidential Debates confirms that the Trump re-election campaign has raised concerns about the fairness of the 2020 debates.
Last month, President Trump's campaign manager and a senior advisor met with the co-chairman of the commission to share the president's complaints about the upcoming debates. They raised concerns about fairness and the selection of moderators for the 2020 cycle. The Trump team told the commission that it planned to have the president participate in the debates, but wanted reassurances about the fairness of the process and floated the idea of skipping them. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A new viral illness is being watched with a wary eye around the globe as accelerated its spread in China with 56 deaths so far. The U.S. consulate in the city at the epicenter of the outbreak, Wuhan, has announced it will evacuate its personnel and some private citizens aboard a charter flight on Tuesday. Turkish rescue teams working against the clock today in freezing temperatures to pull more survivors from collapsed buildings, the eastern part of the country victimized by a 6.8 earthquake late Friday night. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free. Call 1-800-459-3174. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-459-3174. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. Call 1-800-459-3174. 1-800-459-3174.
Maryland's Republican governor is urging federal officials to allow more H-2B visas for foreign workers to help the state's $355 million seafood industry and seasonal employers.
Governor Larry Hogan made the request in a letter to Acting Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf and Labor Secretary Eugene Scalia. Hogan also called for a long-term solution. The governor says that in a typical year, 500 H-2B seasonal workers are needed for Maryland's 20 licensed crab-picking houses. The number of H-2B visas is now capped at 66,000 nationally.
Correspondent Jeremy House. California Secretary of State has approved L.A. County's new publicly owned computerized voting system, a first of its kind in the nation. However, Secretary of State Alex Padilla is requiring modifications to address some security and technical problems. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. Coco Gauff's latest history-making Grand Slam run has come to an end on day 7 at the Australian Open tennis tournament.
15-year-old Coco Gauff has seen her fairy tale run through the draw at the Australian Open ended in the fourth round by fellow American Sophia Kennan. The 14th seed came back to beat a tiring Gauff 6-7, 6-3, and then 6-love in a hard-hitting battle that lasted more than 2 hours. Kennan reached her first Grand Slam quarterfinal and next faces the unseeded Tunisian Ons Jabeur and is the last American women's hope after Alison Risk lost to the top seed Ash Barty. Tennis Sandgren kept American men's hopes alive, upsetting the 12th seed Fabio Fognini to face Roger Federer. Graham Agar's Melbourne.
Today is Sunday, January the 26th, and some famous people are celebrating a birthday today, including sportscaster and actor Bob Uecker, 85 years old today, actor Scott Glenn, 81, rocker Eddie Van Halen, 65. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I'm up on the tie wire, playing by life and the funeral pyre, putting on a show for you to see. See, I'm up in the spotlight. Oh, does it feel right? Well, the altitude really gets to me. I'm up on a tight white. Playing my life.
Sovereign Mind Radio. Yeah, up on a tight wire. Good grief.
But we just keep walking across it.
Yeah, that's a little Leon Russell there, just in case anyone.
That's going back a little bit.
Yeah. Wow. So where should we start? I do have a clip here that I kind of want to play.
How about we do some announcements?
Oh, go right ahead.
Let's do some of those, and we may get some more in. But tomorrow at the Reading Patriots is going to be a candidate forum. That's on Monday, January 27th. At 2570 South Bonneville, and it's going to be for Shasta County Board of Supervisors, District 2.
Yeah.
So hopefully,
Who's all the candidates?
Well, it's supposed
there?
To be Leonard Bodie.
Okay.
Dale Ball and Susan Pierce, well, Warner Pierce.
They're going to need at least one empty chair, is what you're telling me.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, empty chair and an empty suit, I think.
And so, yeah. So go out and check it out tomorrow night at 6 p.m. And then coming up on February 15th, Fight for Liberty. It's going to be a town hall at 4 p.m. at the Anderson's Veterans Hall. That's at 3210 West Center Street. State of Jefferson and Second Amendment Citizens for Fair Representation. They're going to have speakers there, and this is a free event. Just so people know, this is a free event, so you can go out and show your support. Mark Baird's going to be speaking, Patrick Jones, and Dr. Danuka that was just here. And then the last one I got right now is Dale Ball for Supervisor District 2 is going to be doing a meet and greet fundraiser dinner on Saturday, February 8th at 5 p.m. at the Igo Inn at 13976 South Fork Road in Igo. It costs $20 and includes meal and a door prize.
Well, we want to let everybody know, too, that Dr. Danuka has a Facebook page as well, and you can go that. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go ahead and sign up for it. I'm clicking the
and don't forget, he
right
will
now,
be at the library today at 2.
So you can look on my Facebook page as well if you want to see it there. And so with that said, I guess let's move along to some of the stories that we probably should cover. I mean, other than
the news?
Is any why the news? It's like, oh my goodness. I mean, at least the mainstream meatheads are starting to figure out that nobody's listening to them. And even when they do, nobody, you know, believes them. So, but they did acknowledge a few things on this impeachment. And I think everybody's got impeachment fatigue anyway.
I think so.
After the Democrats, I did listen to some of the Republican stuff because, you know, but I mean, the Democrats, it's like womp, womp, womp. You know, I mean, you've got Chicken Shift and Nadler the Hutt, you know, just going off over and over and over and over again. And I heard Kat Temp on Greg Gutfeld last night, which was pretty good, where she goes, "Do you think these guys give a rat's behind about the Constitution? They're sitting there talking about the founders with like the and the Constitution and upholding and the rule of law while they circumvent everything possible." And I mean, come on. Does anybody with a frickin' brain cell to rub together to get a neuron to make a spark think that these guys are
you know,
genuine?
Anybody else they probably would put away if they were that way, you know, because they talk out of both sides of their face.
Yeah.
You know, they would call us mental. You know what I mean? So there you go.
It's just ridiculous. ridiculous. You know, the stuff that they're, you know, I mean, come on. I mean, come on.
They can't even keep it straight. But I will say some of the mainstream media has actually done a few stories.
A little mea culpa on the, you know, gee, that the Republicans are kicking their behinds.
Yeah. So we better say something a little bit before they come after us or
guess, well,
whatever.
You know, if you just blather, you know, innuendo and theory and make up stories for evidence and you got no real evidence for the whole time and you actually run into attorneys that know what they're doing and start talking about real evidence. And, you know, I heard one of the I think it was a senator said yesterday, there's the biggest truth check in the legal system is cross-examination. And if you think about it, I mean, gee, they've been going on for days and weeks with zero cross-examination. The whole, you know, farce in the House.
Yeah, and you usually don't get to pick and choose. I mean, you both sides get to usually.
Well,
that's the way the system is designed, is both sides are supposed to have their...
Another huge thing that I just picked up yesterday on the Steele Report, which has been completely bypassed, which is completely important. In order for Schiff and his little band of intrepid jerks to be able to even carry on the proceeding in the House, the impeachment proceeding, they were supposed to get a full vote of the House on it. Every other impeachment has to get a full vote of the House because if you go to the Constitution, it says the House has the sole power. Well, when it says the House has the sole power, they're not talking about individuals in the House. They're talking the House as a whole, just like we the people have a vote. Well, you don't just say, oh, we're going to pick out the Democrats and they get to vote. No,
everybody gets to vote
because it's the we the people. Well, they never took the vote on the impeachment proceeding in the first place.
So they're following the Constitution, right? Yeah.
Well, see, this is why they were trying to say that Donald Trump didn't answer any of the subpoenas, because Donald Trump's attorney said the subpoenas were illegal. You have to have a full vote of the House to impart that power to the committee that's going to do the proceedings on the impeachment. And they never did that.
Right.
So all the subpoenas were completely illegal.
So they want to put down President Trump for following the law in regards to the impeachment trials.
And if he would have,
they didn't.
And if he would have acquiesced and done the simple thing, which was to cooperate with them, that would have set another precedent that in the future that the House would just go willy-nilly who's ever in charge.
Right.
It's just these guys.
Yeah. And with that, we have a caller. We've got Rob on the line. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. I guess the most accurate way of saying it is that they are creating a narrative without accountability.
Yeah,
Because basically that keeps their caucus out of the limelight. All those congressional people in districts that Trump won, Their necks aren't on the line because they didn't have to vote for the thing. It's just all the Judiciary and Intelligence Committee members that are entrenched, and they're not, those guys aren't going anywhere. That's why those guys are on those committees, because they know they're in districts where they can't be voted out.
I think the Democrat Party just imploded anyway in this next election. Yeah. I mean, anybody that is at risk, I think the American people are waking up in droves to the point where they're going, how can you have any fairness when they've been hearing for weeks about a one-sided deal with no witnesses, no cross-examination, and then when they finally get presented with the other side, it's like these guys are completely full of...
And I think a lot of the Democrats are jumping ship their own party because they can see some of this going on and they understand it.
I wanted to comment on one thing that just through all this that's going on is the fact that no one seems to remember that before Biden became a nominee, he was asked several times and he was shockingly resistant to the idea of running. And so, I mean, think about that. In the course of the development of Barr and everyone gathering more information on what was going on in Ukraine, prior to that, it was kind of like, you know, I think I'm good. I don't want to be kind of getting involved in this because he knows what's what. And now all of a sudden it's like, you know, the closer that we're getting to the truth, all of a sudden he's running. So,
well, Giuliani just came out with some information. I'm going to play a clip here if we don't run out of time. And he's saying he's got all the evidence that proves that he took at least two bribes, has got all the witnesses, the evidence, everything, and he's going to come out with it this week, and he's already come out with it to a degree. I think Biden's in real legal jeopardy.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Thanks for calling in. And with that, we'll go to a break. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, what condition my condition was in.
I woke up this morning with the sundown shining in him. I found my mind in a brown paper bag, but then I tripped on a cloud and fell 8 miles high. I tore my mind on a jagged sky. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, what condition my condition was in.
I pushed my soul in a deep, dark hole, and then I followed it in. I watched myself crawling out.
Are you considering what high school your student may attend? At Reading School of the Arts, we're exploring the possibility of a new high school. An informational meeting will be held January 29th, 6:30 p.m. at RSA, located at 955 Inspiration Place in Reading. RSA is gathering information from our community and exploring partnerships with Shasta Community College to determine if there is a need for a small, early college high school. RSA remains dedicated to the mission of interdisciplinary instruction, visual and performing arts, and development of multicultural understanding through language study. 9th and 10th grade students would attend school 5 days a week on campus. 11th and 12th graders would take a combination of on-site classes and Shasta Community College classes, allowing them to pursue career options and earn college units prior to graduation. The meeting is January 29th at 6:30 p.m. Call 530-247-6933.
We are updating our equipment here at KCNR. If you hear a little static or perhaps some silence, we appreciate your patience as we address those issues.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Was a Cajun. He lived by himself in the swamp. They hunted alligator for living.
it just knock them in the head with a star. The Louisiana law gonna get you, Amos. It ain't legal hunting alligator down in the swamp, boy. Now everybody blamed his old man for making him mean as a snake. When Amos Moses was a boy, his daddy would use him for alligator bait. Tie a rope around his waist and throw him in the swamp. After a man of the cloth, called him Amos Moses.
Yeah, I guess we got to jump in the swamp and knock him in the head with a stomp. I mean,
there was a lot of swamp songs going on.
Yeah,
you know?
I know. There could be a theme here. I don't know. I mean, a lot of swampy things.
So maybe we need to invite people to the swamp.
Yeah, the swamp thing. Yeah. I just posted another deal on another article from the Gateway Pundit on Facebook. It went right to the top. It was so illegal that they've never seen anything like this before. Evidently, Trump has got a video that he put on and tweeted showing. It shows Obama outside Trump Tower on a window with a suction cup looking in through with a pair of binoculars. Well, there you have it. I mean, that's what we're talking about. And so I want to hit this.
They wouldn't have been spying.
No. I want to stay on topic with Biden here and this impeachment thing a little bit. And I want to, I don't know if you heard what Giuliani had to say. I think it was Saturday, I believe. It might have been Friday. But he is saying he's got all the evidence and Biden's got some legal jeopardy here. Maybe this is why they're in every time somebody has been doing illegal crap, the Democrats try to point the finger at Trump. They try to blame Trump for everything when, in fact, the real deal is they're the ones that are doing it.
He wasn't doing anything illegal with his son, Hunter.
No.
And over there, paying him all that money and all that. No.
This just came over. The Democrats on the House impeachment team all voted against the aid package to the Ukraine in the first place that they want to impeach Trump over for.
Yeah.
Think about that for a second. I mean, are you kidding me? These people are nothing but snakes and liars and swamp creatures, and we need to knock them in the head with a stomp. I mean, that's the real thing here. And so let's, I want to hear Giuliani here. Let's go ahead and see if we can cue this up here, and let's go for a few minutes and let's see what he has to say.
Hoax, who our embassy will not give a visa to because he's still covering up the corruption the embassy was involved
in 2016.
The embassy was involved in gathering dirt on Trump Jr., and on Manafort. And
well,
not only that, they were involved in turning over falsified evidence, absolutely completely falsified. Four witnesses will testify to that over the course of the next two to three weeks.
Mr. Mayor, let me ask you.
I'm going to present over the next 2 to 3 weeks shocking crimes at the highest levels of both governments, while the Senate is listening to a totally phony group of stories about non-impeachable offenses. It's like trying somebody for not a crime. It's a total waste of money. It's a complete show on the part of the Democrats.
Right.
And they should be sued for conspiracy to defraud the United States, and they should pay for that hearing.
But Mr. Mayor,
the Democratic National Committee should pay for that television advertisement. And you talk about interfering in the 2020 election. You know, I started investigating Biden 2 years ago when he was thinking about running for president. I never thought he would run. Looked to me like he couldn't cross the street, much less run. I wasn't investigating Biden. In the middle of the corruption presentation, one gentleman said to me, well, you know about the Biden bribe. I said, what are you talking about? He said, well, Biden got paid off, and he went to Poroshenko. He forced the prosecutor out. Not only did he get his son out, but he got Burisma out. So one of the things we're going to reveal, we always ask, why did this happen? Mm-hmm. Why would a crooked Ukrainian oligarch whose company is about to be taken away from him, who's sitting in Switzerland with $5 billion he stole. All of this is just fact. His name is Mykola Zloshevsky. This is all true, what I just said. He hires the son of the vice president, who just got thrown out of the Navy for failing a drug test, had been in and out of rehab most of his life, was a failure in business, and was involved in two or three other scandals involving his father before, including busted companies where they were using his name, Joe's name. Why would he hire this guy? I'll tell you why. He was buying Joe Biden to protect his company. He was, that money, which is at least $8 million, and it could go up to $20 million, based on the investigation they're now doing, but at least $8 million in laundered money, some of it, that was to buy Joe Biden's protection if and when Poroshenko came after his company. And then, when it happened,
right,
in 1 month, I've got February 2nd of 2016, they raid Burisma offices and close it down. So much for there was no investigation going on. February 15th, they get a notification from Latvia that Hunter Biden is involved in the money laundering. Have it in writing, translated from Russian. And then, right after that, is when Biden says, get rid of Shokin. And Shokin will, testify to that, and I will show you a document that in September of last year, Shokin was taken to the hospital with mercury poisoning.
All right, so let me just get a word in. I know you.
And you know this happens. You know this happens in Ukraine and Russia.
Right.
So the method of choice is poisoning.
So let's just say that everything you say proves 100% true.
It is 100% true.
Would you also say that the way you approached it, for in the short term, which we're in the middle of, has made things worse for the president?
No, I would say the way I approach it, it's for the benefit of the American people. When the vice president of the United States corrupts the president of another country, that is about as horrendous a crime as you can find.
But don't
not
we have
only
an
that,
apparatus to pursue these things?
The apparatus to pursue
and you
it
could
was...
you still lead it through
Brian, you're being totally naive.
Yeah. You know, so Brian Kilmeade is kind of out of his league as far as I'm concerned with Giuliani, but there's more to this too, and it goes on for a little while longer, but you're starting to hit the tip of the iceberg here with these guys, because the real deal is they've got the evidence on the corruption and the bribery.
And guess who it is?
So I guess the fact that they've got all this evidence of corruption and bribery, and it's not Trump, it happens to be the guy that he said, hey, you guys want to look at this for us? You know, I mean, and the transcript, there's no quid pro quo. It's all, the whole thing's falling apart. And I think what we're starting to see is the declassification of all this information. There's going to be more and more and more right up until Barr steps in at some point.
With that, we do have a caller on the line. We've got Kay. Good morning, Kay.
Good morning. I love your program.
Thank you.
Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to say that on Rush Limbaugh last Thursday, they said Pelosi and Schiff were up for re-election the end of March, and June 23rd, Jerry Nadler's up for re-election. So they said Republicans and independents need an action plan because the media is not talking about it.
Well, I mean, I think they've got their districts sewn up, but I mean, they're not going to get the Senate, and I think all the districts that are in jeopardy, because I mean, let's be real, has Adam Schiff got a problem in his district? Probably not, because you're dealing with a bunch of liberal idiots that would vote for a block of cheese as long as they said it was going to give them, the Democratic platform, which is illegal aliens, free medical care, raise your taxes. I mean, the Democratic platform's complete. The American people is not going to keep putting up with this crap. Yeah. But you're not going to get those guys out of those particular districts because they're so gerrymandered, it's insane.
Can we all say a big prayer across the United States? That
will
maybe,
change. That could do it, Kay.
Maybe God's hand will come down.
Well, I think what's going to happen, I think what's going to get them out of their districts apart from a vote is when they get charged. They're going to get indicted for some of this crap because
when they get exposed.
Well, they get exposed and they get indicted because Schiff is in the Ukraine as thick as thieves. They've all been getting payoffs. This is the tip of the iceberg on all these payoffs. How do you think Pelosi got rich? I mean, these guys are all getting all of this money from kickbacks from these foreign aid, and that's why they're so mad at Trump, is because Trump's saying, hey, we got to put a stop to this crap. We're killing
the
ourselves.
The gravy train for him has stopped.
Yeah, the gravy train's over.
Yeah.
And that's what's going on. That's where we're headed.
Well, God bless you all.
All right.
Thanks, Kay.
Thank
you, Kay.
We appreciate it.
Yeah, I mean, it's like...
Yeah, and they're not the only ones that's involved. You know, this is several layers thick and deep.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, you know, Raleigh says Adam Schiff's district is Burbank. Yeah, I mean, those guys are so brainwashed down there and stupid or communist or paid off or bribed or...
Yeah, but pretty soon they're not going to have nothing.
I mean... I mean, this whole thing's turning on. I mean, I am so optimistic at this point, more optimistic than I've been in years, is that we are now turning the corner back towards the Constitution, and enough people are getting
You know what they're going to start doing when they start getting prosecuted and stuff? What they're going to try to save their own butt.
Well, that's what this is all about.
Yeah, before it comes to them. So,
this is trying to front run the prosecution.
Yeah, exactly. You know.
Anyway.
I don't want to be the first one. We're going to go to a break, but Sue is actually on the phone with somebody, so we have to wait a few minutes.
Okay. Well,
but if you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Raindrops are falling on my head, and just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit those
they keep falling. So I just did me some talking to the sun, and I said I didn't like the way he got things done. Sleeping on the job, those raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling. But there's one thing I know, the blues they send to meet me won't defeat me. It won't be long till happiness steps up.
Sovereign Mind Radio. I like that song. Gotta say. Wow. So where are we?
We've got a caller on the line. We've got Jimmy. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning, folks. Yes, I have been following. I've watched most of the Intelligence Committee and the Judiciary Committee hearings at the House, and it was, as we know, it was completely biased, without due process, and all that. Now, you were talking about Rudy Giuliani with his investigation that he's coming out with, and he said that next week, I believe it's Monday, he's going to come out with a bunch of info. He's going to start spilling the beans.
Yep.
Now, Mark, I want to ask you, do you think that that information will be in the Senate trial?
Probably not. Probably not. I don't think so.
Okay, because this is, I think this is like a prequel to the Durham report coming out.
That's what I think, too, absolutely, because they're starting to set it up. They're declassifying everything, and they're setting these guys up for prosecutions, in my opinion, the way things are going. What they're going to do is they're going to have a vote on this thing, and my understanding is I listened to Ted Cruz, and he said basically that they're going to vote to acquit so that it finalizes this whole charade. And then they're going to be moving on. In the meantime, they're going to start pulling all this evidence out. And these guys, I think they're in real trouble, and they know it. Otherwise, why would they be doing all this charade and hoax and panicking? I mean, they're talking about, you know, people getting their heads put on pikes. I mean, what are they talking about?
That's all soundbite stuff for the mainstream media to, you know, put out there so people will go, wow. You know, to try to fool the, you know, American public at the ballot box, because
right.
as we all know, they've said the only way we can beat him is to try to impeach him and or slander his name.
Well, that's the big, huge move. We have to remove him from office. Well, you know, sorry guys, ain't going to happen. And guess what? They're in real trouble. And you know, these sound bites, nobody's buying it anymore. Even even the morons. I mean, you got to be an absolute moron with zero political intelligence to believe anything that the Democrats have been saying.
Well, they probably didn't think it would go this far. They thought they had it.
I think that what they thought they were going to do is do a fishing expedition from the start and actually find some dirt, and they never did.
Yeah,
and I thought that was very interesting how Rudy Giuliani was saying that he's had this information for a while, and these witnesses he's going to start pulling forward next week that are testifying under oath that our embassy in Ukraine would not give them visas to come over here. And that was Yovanovitch and I believe Fiona Hill. And Fiona Hill, let's not forget people, met with Christopher Steele in Ukraine in 2016.
Yep.
What does that tell you?
Yep. They're all in it. Like, they're the thickest thieves. They're all in it. They're all in on the take. They're all getting bribed. They're all Democratic operatives. I mean, this is a problem, and that's why the swamp is so big. And you know, the fact that Trump has survived this is a testament to the kind of, I mean, this guy is magnificent in a lot of ways.
Oh, yeah. And did you hear Biden mentioning about a deal in Iraq, a housing project deal?
That
Biden's brother made a bunch of money off of it because he was the point man in Iraq at the time, and they did some housing project. He said that in one of the interviews. So he's got a bunch of stuff on Biden. And I know you guys want to move on to other things, but at some point, this kind of is a different topic, but my wife was asking me, during the Uranium One deal with Hillary Clinton, they sold, 20% of our uranium to Russia?
Yes.
And about that time, I believe, Obama gave Iran $1.5 billion. Mm-hmm. Do you think there's a possibility, and I don't want to sound like a conspiracy theorist, but with all this stuff coming out, do you think that Iran might have used our money to buy the uranium from the Russians?
Well, I mean, would you be surprised?
Possibility.
Would
yeah.
you be surprised at any of this anymore?
No.
I mean, these guys have been getting away with it for so long because there's been no check on what they've been doing. There's been no media coverage. There's been no investigative reporting. All of them are on the take. And then all of a sudden, the American people get somebody in there, finally, who's going to do something and be able to withstand the storm. And, you know, Trump said, hey, you know, we're preparing for the coming storm. And they said, what storm is that, Mr. President? He says, you'll find out. Well, I think we're right in the middle of the whole storm right now.
Yeah, you
right.
got to remember, well, they didn't think he was going to get elected. They thought Hillary was going to be in there and everything was going to be good.
Right. Well, Barr said the Durham report is going to be historical.
Well.
So, and then just one more thing real quick. I think there might be something to this us selling the Russians uranium and then giving Iraq all that money. And then I think they probably did buy some of that uranium. Wouldn't that be just the greatest money laundering scheme ever? So, anyways, I'll talk to you guys later. Great show.
All right. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate it. Yeah. I mean, anything's possible. I mean, they pulled out all the stops in what they were doing because they thought they would never get caught.
You know, every week we're running into more swamp things and corruption. And you know, it's like Jimmy said, the greatest money laundering scheme in the world. I don't know. There's been so many. We might have to start a pool, you know. It's like,
yeah, it's just crazy.
It is totally crazy. But I think, you know, I think the realization is that we have to stop this stuff because if we don't, this just gets worse and worse and worse. And it's going to get worse before it gets better. I'll guarantee you that right now. But we're right in the middle of the storm here, you know, rest assured.
There's a lot with that, yeah.
All right, so let's listen to a little more Giuliani. And then I want to try to get this Project Veritas clip in. It's a couple minutes. Let's see what we got here on Giuliani here.
Yeah, you can throttle that huge ego down.
In what way?
The apparatus to look at this refused to look at it. The witnesses will tell you they tried to get this information to us for a year. They were blocked by the embassy. They hired a lawyer to go to the Justice Department to tell them about Ukrainian collusion. And since they didn't know anything about Russian collusion, right, they were basically thrown out. They will tell you that at least one of the FBI agents was corrupt, and they didn't trust any longer the FBI or the Justice Department because they were convinced that they were still being controlled by Hillary Clinton partisans. Absolutely. Now, these are foreigners, but not a bad conclusion. I couldn't go to them. They wouldn't let me go to them. And if I went to them, they would have laughed at me.
Rudy is talking to Steve. Why? Because Steve has never let his ego get ahead of him. He's modest and kind and generally soft-spoken. Rudy has known him for a decade. Think about this stuff, Brian. If you're a churchgoer, this is in the category of steel sharpens steel. If you want to bring some steel my way, you can do so on my comments section or email me at stillreport@gmail.com. But if you are smart, swallow hard and show a bit more respect for your elders.
I had to prove it first. I had to go prove it because we have, unfortunately, at the highest levels of some of these agencies, they've been either corrupted or intimidated. You know what they're intimidated about? Biden should have been prosecuted already for bribery. It wasn't one bribe, it was two bribes. The first bribe was Poroshenko through a lobbying company.
The former leader of Ukraine.
Poroshenko takes over the country. Zloshevsky flees with his $5 billion. Right. Zloshevsky's afraid that Poroshenko is going to take his company. And then Joe Biden gets announced as point man for Ukraine by Obama. Point man, whatever that is. I know what it is, actually. And he says he's going to be giving out the money. They had $800,000 left in their national bank. That's how much money Yanukovych stole. Zloshevsky being one of his mafia members. Zloshevsky had $5 billion of it. They're coming after his money. They're coming after his company. All of a sudden, Biden is announced as the most important guy in Ukraine. He's going to give out the money. Then he hires Biden's son. You know what happened in between? He made a deal with Biden. You be on board to protect me against Poroshenko taking my company. When they moved to take the company, that's when Biden came in
and had the prosecutor fired. And within 4 months, the crooked oligarch who's sitting with $5 billion comes back to the Ukraine. He is not prosecuted. Right. He is sitting there fat and happy with his company. And then we got another bribe. You don't think the president of the Ukraine shared in that $5 billion that the crook kept?
Rudy.
The bribe to the president of the Ukraine, the amount of money, I can't be absolutely sure of. Let's say it's well in excess of $10 million.
You know, the entire crowd has...
Now, listened. That shouldn't be revealed?
Right.
From a lawyer who finds out about this? Am I going to cover it up the way the Democrats and the media cover it up? Absolutely not. I prosecuted too many corruption cases to sit by and watch my country sold out by a vice president who did it two other times at least in China.
So how does this end?
This ends hopefully with Biden finally being put under investigation.
I think that was a pretty interesting interview.
Yeah.
I mean... Come on. You know, I mean, it's coming out. These guys, and gee, this whole thing was to protect Biden, their point man in the election. I mean, I think the whole thing was that Biden didn't want to even run in the first place. Why he was so hesitant? Because he knew that this thing was probably going to blow up anyway.
Wow. Could be.
Maybe we should go to a break.
Before we go to a break, I have to announce a couple things. People are asking, what time is Dr. Danuka's event today? It's actually at 2 o'clock. It's 2 to 4. Doors open at 1:30, and it's at the library community room. So, and actually, there's supposed to be more people there. There's supposed to be assembly people and Senate people, but that we'll see. And then Susan Pierce, District 2 candidate, is having a meet and greet February 1st from 4 to 7 at Happy Valley Community Center, which is located at 5400 Happy Valley Road. Adults $10, kids $5. So there you go. There's the information for the folks. And with that, we'll go to a break. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I want to share some thoughts from local 53-year teaching icon Phyllis Hutchinson about her experience living here at River Commons.
To come into a place with this many people and not know the people and be comfortable immediately, that says so much to me. Everybody's so happy. Everybody's talking to everybody. I felt apart the minute I moved in. The music that's brought in, what a wonderful thing to do for people, that we can go down and sit and relax and be entertained. I absolutely cannot imagine a thing that could be done around here that would improve it in any way.
Call today for a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents, just like Phyllis, love living here. River Commons Senior Living, 301 Hartnell, or check us out on the web, river-commons.com.
Celebrating 20 years in business, Five Star Bank is a community business bank serving small to medium-sized businesses and is a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Five Star Bank was founded in 1999 by a group of local entrepreneurs who wanted to create personalized banking services inspired by shared vision and goals. Today, Five Star Bank is among the top 5% of performing banks in the nation for banks of its size. Five Star Bank proudly serves farmers, ranchers, and growers in the agricultural community, commercial real estate developers and construction, those who lead nonprofits, nonprofits and churches, and entrepreneurs in emerging technology. Five Star Bank is also committed to small businesses through a robust SBA department. They understand that when it comes to business, timing is critical. Their sense of urgency and speed to serve are part of the foundation of their success. Visit 5starbank.com and visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Up dreaming of being a cowboy and loving the cowboy ways, pursuing the life of my high-riding heroes. I burned up my childhood days. I learned all the rules of a modern-day drifter. Don't you hold on to nothing too long. Just take what you need from the ladies and leave them with the words of a sad country song.
Sovereign Mind Radio.
My hero.
Been kind of, we've been playing that ever since LaVoy was murdered.
It's hard to believe it's been that long.
4 years.
4 years.
Unbelievable.
It's crazy.
Okay, so let's moving right along. I have a quote here. In keeping silent about evil, in burying it so deep within us that no sign of it appears on the surface, we are implanting it, and it will rise up thousandfold in the future. When we neither punish nor reproach evildoers, we are not simply protecting their trivial old age. We are thereby ripping the foundations of justice from beneath the new generations. That's Solzhenitsyn. So, that's
pretty much there.
You think?
That's crazy.
Let's go to Project Veritas here. We got about 9 minutes left. I'm going to play this real quick. And this is their Kyle Jurek, their field organizer for the Sanders campaign. And if you don't think that there's a bunch of these guys in the Sanders campaign, think again. Here we go. Let's get this thing rolling.
Trump gets reelected, what?
Cities burn.
Do you even think that some of these, like, MAGA people could even be re-educated?
I mean, we gotta try. I mean, in Nazi Germany, after the fall of the Nazi Party, there was a shit ton of the populace that was f***ing Nazified. I mean, Germany had to spend billions of dollars re-educating f***ing people to not be Nazis. We're probably going to have to do the same thing here. And that's kind of what Bernie's whole free education for everybody. We're going to have to teach you not to be a Nazi. There's a reason Joseph Stalin had gulags, right?
Mm-hmm.
And actually, gulags were a lot better than what the CIA has told us that they were. People were actually paid a living wage in gulags. They had kinds of visits in gulags.
Wow.
Gulags were actually meant for re-education. Greatest way to break a billionaire of their privilege and their idea that they're superior. Go out and break rocks and throw them over today. You're now a working class person and you're gonna learn what that means. Right?
It'll start in Milwaukee, and then when the police push back on that, and other cities.
Wow, we lose the sound.
There it is.
For whatever reason, things that people can't change, then you should expect a f***ing violent reaction,
mm-hmm.
and you deserve a violent reaction.
Be ready to be in Milwaukee for the DNC convention. We're going to make 1978 look like a Girl Scout cookout. The cops are going to be the ones that are getting beaten in Milwaukee.
Now,
there's
too much static. Well, I'll post this on my website, and you can look at it there if you're interested, or go to Project Veritas and look at it. These guys, there's some seriously, this is a problem. The people in the gulags got paid? Are you kidding me? Oh, it was better than prisons? I'm looking at statistics right now. Did you know that 53,829 people estimated died in the gulags between 1934 and 1953? 1 million people died in the gulags. Okay.
Oh, I think that guy should go there just to see what his flag says is so good.
And the fact that he's saying that conservatives are Nazis tells you where his brain's at. If there was any brains there at all. And he's not an isolated case. There's more. There's much more. These Bernie guys are a bunch of communists, and Bernie's, Democratic Socialist. Oh, really? Really? That's just stupid. If you think that Bernie's a democratic socialist, Bernie is a communist who doesn't want to admit he's a communist because that doesn't play well in the media. Because if you admit you're a communist, that means that you believe in communism, which means that you believe in centralized government owning everything and everybody.
Yeah.
And telling everybody what to do, because if you disagree with them, they send you to the gulag. And those guys wouldn't do that. There's nobody out there that would do that, would there? If you're not a little frightened of these guys, you're just stupid. They even admit, I'll post the tapes. They even admit that the left wingers are the first ones they're going to put against the wall, because they're going to be going, "What's going on? Where's the free housing and where's the free cheese?" They're going to be going, "Wrong answer." Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah. Since we're on about Bernie, I have to read you this because I actually got this. This is firsthand. This is Cody with Bernie Sanders 2020. Bernie has been fighting against greed and corruption for decades. Bernie. That's why he's a candidate I trust to take on the billionaire class and make our economy work for all.
It's always that.
Are you in for Bernie?
Well, the real deal is that's what they have to use. They got to attack somebody because the rich are the evil people that they're going to steal all their money from. And when they steal all the money from the rich, do you think they could steal all the money from you too?
They already stole your money. You just don't know it. You don't have any to start with in their little scenario. You know what I mean?
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. So with that, I guess let's talk about climate, kids. Trump, they lost a case in the Ninth Circuit. A Ninth Circuit of Appeals dismissed a lawsuit by 21 climate kids who claimed that the U.S. government's climate policies and reliance on fossil fuel harms them, jeopardizing their future and violating their constitutional rights. The Oregon-based advocacy group, the Children's Trust, filed a lawsuit in 2015 seeking an injunction ordering the government to implement a plan to phase out fossil fuels, which is the Green Deal. Let's all go back and live in caves. And,
it doesn't work.
They're going to be the first one. It's like, who's going to give me a ride to school? What? Oh, I got to walk? What?
What do you mean I have no power for my cell phone?
What do you mean the tractors out there making all the food aren't working anymore? Yeah. What? Where's my cheese?
Yeah.
What? Did you move my cheese? Rats. Yeah. Anyway, but what's telling about this is the fact that the Ninth Circuit has now more conservative judges than liberal judges.
And that's out there for people. Yes.
He
has,
Trump.
I think, what, like 170 judges or
something?
Well,
he's appointed. I believe the last count was, 184 or 186.
Yeah, somewhere in there.
By the time he's done, and we need another 4 years of this guy. The swamp is still deep, and it's not drained completely yet. That's for darn sure. But,
that tells you a lot about what they're doing up there. If he's appointing that many judges that are conservative, especially like the Ninth Court.
The Ninth Circuit?
Yeah, exactly. So, and don't forget, we do have a court case coming up, too.
Well, there's a court case on March 9th on the CFR case, representation as being the issue, and that's a three-judge panel, is my understanding, and with the quick appeal to the Supreme Court if we get there. So we need everybody to chip in on that. We need more money to donate to get to the attorneys so that we have enough money to follow through on the court case. They can send money to Pecan, and that's 14421 Old Oregon Trail, Suite B, Redding, California, 96003, or they can contact the state of Jefferson directly.
Yeah, because people believe that the attorneys are working for free, which they are not, and we all know that legal defense is not cheap.
I want to leave you with another quote from Alexander Solzhenitsyn. Bless you, prison. Bless you for being in my life. For there, lying on the rotting prison straw, I came to realize that the object of life is not prosperity, as we are made to believe, but the maturity of the human soul.
All right, and with that, this is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM. Have a great week, and we'll see you next Sunday.
And remember, government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force. Force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.